Gusti nuhun, nuhun pisan tos kabalaya raina.
You have just listened to Karinding Rhythm entitled Low by Stikvar and song by Karinding Attack. Karinding is usually played solo or group, which consists of 2 until 5 players. One of them is arranger of the tone or rhythm. In the past in Ciawi, Karinding was played together with takokak, or instrument which looks like leaf. Conventionally, according to Abah Olot, there are 4 types of tone in playing Karinding, namely Tonggeret, Kogundangan, Rereogan, and Iring-Iringan. Karinding can be collaborated with various genres of modern music. It is one of ways of Karinding's Bandung artists to preserve traditional music.
Bisa untuk mengiringi musik apapun atau berkolaborasi dengan jenis musik apapun, gitu. Asal tune atau nada-nadanya dikompromikan. Jadi saya selama ini saya nggak senang kalau ada bilang Karinding tidak bernada. Sebenarnya bukan tidak bernada. Nenek moyang kita itu kan sendiri-sendiri.
It can accompany any kinds of music if the tones are compromised. I'm unhappy if anyone says that Karinding does not have tone. Actually, it is not tone. In the past, our ancestors made it individually and there was no agreement about the sound. So Karinding has tone, but the name of the tones is not identified. As identification of the nation, we have to preserve the traditional arts. We have to keep it. So young people must be aware that we are Sundanese who have to preserve our instrument.
Harus menyadari bahwa kita ini orang Sunda, harus mencarikan alat keseniannya sendiri.
Karinding was made by the ancestors to ward off the pest in the past. Because of that, the tones in Karinding instrument did not give a name. After a long time, finally Karinding is played as instrument to entertain farmers who are waiting their land. Today, Karinding begins to be popular in modern music such as rock, blues, and pop. Well, listener, there was a glimpse of traditional instrument from West Java called Karinding.
From Jakarta, here is Voice of Indonesia with Indonesia Today. News, information, and entertainment from Indonesia, only on Indonesia Today.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. Indonesia Agricultural Quarantine Agency and Australia's Department of Agriculture, Fisheries and Forestry agreed on enhancing cooperation to improve biosecurity and quarantine system, as well as market access for animal, fish, and plant products. Barantin Head Sahat M. Panggabean stated that the biosecurity is not solely about national protection, but also forms the basis for safe, sustainable, and science-based trade. The North Sumatra Disaster Mitigation Agency announced on Wednesday that wildfires ravaging the protected forest area near Lake Toba's teleobservation tower had been extinguished, though the area remains under close observation. As a part of mitigation and prevention efforts, the agency stated that 11 additional firefighters and 2 more trucks were deployed to reinforce a joint team of personnel and several fire trucks previously dispatched to fight the wildfires. That was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Hello, VOI listeners and also RRI Net viewers. Welcome back with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world with your host of the hour, Unika. I'll be bringing you the latest news from Indonesia and also greatest music from all across Indonesia. And also not to forget, we also have a talk in this lovely afternoon. We have VOI talk around plastic and also environment. So make sure to stay tuned on VOI, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Yeah.
of Indonesia.
Judge you, I won't. I won't. have to be a fighter, it's true. Let's come out a winner, me, you. All those troublemakers, attention seekers, they've got nothing on us. Love doesn't seem to go your way. Your way. Just find yourself up and come with me. Never say it's okay to not be okay. Oh, you can count on me anyway. You just had a bad day, doesn't happen every day. Sun keeps shining.
Of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia.
Membuka cakrawala. Indonesia sesungguhnya.
Hello, listeners. Welcome to our special dialogue for Plastic Free July. Today, we focus on why this month matters and why acting now to reduce single-use plastics can create a big impact for our planet. Did you know that a single plastic bag can take up to 500 years to decompose? Whoa, that's a lot. Joining us is Devina Mutiara Shaharani from Single, a community dedicated to caring for the environment, to talk about the challenges, community efforts, and simple steps we can all take to live plastic free. So let's dive in. Hello, Devina. How are you today?
Hello. I'm fine and good.
Okay.
I'm happy today.
Yay, thank you. Good to hear that. Let's jump right into the questions, shall we? The first question would be, what is a Plastic Free Day? It's celebrated on July 3rd. And how is this day observed across Indonesia?
Plastic Free Day, or International Plastic Bag Free Day, is celebrated every July 3 as a global reminder of the major impact of single-use plastic bags on the environment, especially marine pollution and its ecosystem. In Indonesia, this commemoration is marked by various activities such as plastic reduction campaigns, cleanup actions, public education, and promotions of the use of environmentally friendly alternatives such as cloth bags. Several large cities have also implemented regulation to reduce plastic bags as part of this commemoration.
Oh, wow. Okay. And I want to know, why is it especially important for Indonesia to focus on reducing single-use plastics like bags and straws and what we call kantong kresek, you know? Why is it important?
Indonesia faces a major challenge due to the massive productions and disposal of plastics every day, most of which is not managed properly and ends up polluting the sea and endangering ecosystems and public health. Single-use plastics are difficult to decompose and can last for hundreds of years, so reducing them is important to maintain environmental sustainability and human health.
Environmental sustainability and human health. So it's very, very important, yeah, Devina. And I want to know, can you explain what Siangle is? What is Siangle, and what role this environmental community plays in Indonesia's plastic-free movement?
Angel is a community that focuses on the environment, especially for the sea. In this movement, we deal with a lot of plastic waste. We do a campaign of plastic waste too, and enough.
Okay, so you dealt a lot with environmental issues. And what specific actions or campaigns has Siangle undertaken to help reduce plastic waste?
Our actions are cleaning up trash on the beach and sea. We have also cleaned up plastic waste at Simpang Lima Semarang and collecting plastic waste to make eco bricks together with the stakeholders. We have also made various crafts from plastic waste.
That sounds like so much fun, because I used to go to college there in Semarang, and I know how dirty it can be in Simpang Lima and of course the beaches there. So I think Siangle has a really important role in keeping Semarang clean. Thank you, Siangle. So the next question is, how does plastic pollution impact Indonesia's environment and its communities?
Plastic pollution damage marine and terrestrial ecosystem, endangers wildlife, and negatively impacts human health through the food chains. Unmanaged plastic waste pollutes the environment, disrupts the beauty of nature, and causes public health problems due to water pollution.
Okay, because of water pollution, it can lead to many other dangerous things for humans and also sustainability and the health of environment. So I want to know, maybe because you're also a part of SeaEngl and you guys have a mission to, of course, care for the environment and also help our planet, especially the sea. What unique challenges does Indonesia face in reducing plastic waste compared to other countries?
As an archipelagic country with very large plastic productions and less than optimal waste management system, Indonesia faces challenge in controlling plastic waste that is widespread in waters and the land. Synergy is needed between the government, society, and communities to address this problem effectively. And the awareness of each individual about their own waste hasn't been achieved. So the awareness is important for me.
So, so start with the awareness. It's very hard because you can take other actions, but if the people that you start to, or the people that you're trying to achieve or trying to, you know, just reach doesn't know about it, doesn't have any awareness, I assume it could be hard. So what simple actions can international listeners, you know, because Voice of Indonesia's listeners are not only from Indonesia, but also international. What simple actions that can VOI listeners do for Indonesia's plastic-free initiatives?
For the first, I usually take my tumbler, go to everywhere, because I love drink. And I think we can take the tumbler to the outside, bring your water, and if you're buying food or drink or something like that, minimize the plastic waste.
Okay.
Take the bags for the place of your food, and take your lunchbox for. But the lunchbox is hard, I think.
Yeah.
Maybe go bring the tumbler and go bring your bags.
It's actually really interesting. We think about environmental issues as something really big, but just like what Davina mentioned, it can be started as a really simple thing to help, right? We can start by just using tumbler, just like what Davina said, go bring your water everywhere, because if you bought plastic water bottle, it can affect the plastic waste. So that's very, very true. So don't forget to bring your own tumbler, VOI listeners. And I want to know, how can individuals worldwide support or be inspired by efforts like SeaEngl's?
Sorry, can you repeat it and ask
okay.
the questions?
Yes, of course. How can individuals worldwide, you know, everyone from any countries, support or be inspired by efforts that SeaEngl made?
The people must be love the earth like I do. It's the first FYI, I'm geology, I'm a geologist, and I'm happy to be a geologist. I take the geologist because I love the earth and I wanted to study the earth. So the first of all, Ada, first of all,
it's okay.
Love the earth, love the environmental, because if we are love the earth, gimana ya omongnya?
Yes, if we love the earth, then we would have, of course, some sort of responsibilities to take care of it. Is that what you're trying to convey? Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you. I know. Of course. Yeah. You're welcome. And just by seeing you here, talking with you here, we can really tell. I'm not surprised that you're a geology student because you seem like you love the earth so much. We can see that from your hair. Love the hair. It's very green. Go green, you know. And, you know, for the last question that I got for you is, finally, what is your key message for our global listeners to motivate them to join plastic-free movement?
The main message is that big change start from the small steps of each individual. With awareness and collective actions, we can protect the earth from the threat of plastics, preserving the environment and creating a cleaner and healthier future for future generations.
Okay, what a great, great closing statement. Thank you so much, Devina, for sharing these valuable insights and inspirational stories. Thank you, Devina. Remember, Plastic Free July is a powerful reminder that small changes like reducing single-use plastics, bringing your own tumbler, can add up to a big impact. Let's all act now to protect our planet, starting with the choices we make today. To our listeners around the world, join the movement, spread the word, and choose to refuse plastic wherever you are. See you next time on the next VOI Talk.
Voice of Indonesia. Once upon a time, the angels did not hear. In the legend of the Tomaten, nine angels descended from the heaven to a pond. They took a bath in a pond belonging to Mama Nua, a young farmer. Mama Nua fell in love. One of the angels, Lumaludu, became his wife. From the fated two worlds, a child was born. But one day, Mama Nua make a mistake that forced Lumaludu to return to heaven. The angels said, should their child want to meet her, Mama Nua must bring the child across the forest, river, and mountain with the sun guiding their path. Lumaludu will be waiting at the end of the journey. Then Mama Nua and his child took the journey until the small family was reunited in the castle of the angels. The legend of the Tomaten ended happily ever after. And it was the story of the most beautiful place that the angels picked, Likupang. From Manado, this coastal city left a strong impression on first-timers. The people are slow living here. Nobody is in a rush. Everybody follows their own beat. And of course, the majestic landscape. Find the warm and embracing sunrise at Larata Hill, where the light reveals the beauty of North Minahasa. hidden behind the hills and lines of trees are the beautiful beaches of Likupang. The fresh air, the clear sky, the white sand, and the pristine water. No one can deny its temptation. Pulisan Beach is a must-see spot in Likupang. It welcomes both the calm with the trees and the adventurers with boats, taking them to some hidden gems around Pulisan. And the darkening and yet golden sky is not the depth of its beauty. The sunset in Likupang will show you its final glory once more before the night falls. That's the beauty of Likupang. Away from noises, anxiety, and deadlines. But believe me, it's always close to your heart. Come to Likupang. Come to your true home.
taxi cab. You spent bullets on the way to my dad's and all. You said, baby, think we're moving too fast. Sister and the joke's gonna hurt. Cry the way home and you're putting me first. Oh, yeah. You just always know what to say.
Itu sebenarnya tradisi minum tehnya orang Sunda.
Nyanit is actually the tea drinking tradition of the Sundanese people. It originally developed by the communities around Mount Jugurai. The name comes from the Sundanese word nyandetin, which means to bring closer. So, through tea drinking, we can strengthen the bonds of togetherness among us.
That was the explanation of nyanit, a tea ritual from the Sundanese land, which Dasep Berusalam is striving to preserve. In the Nyanet tradition, the tea used comes from local plantations. It is brewed in the traditional way, using water sourced from springs around Mount Jugurai. Before boiling, prayers are recited over the water. The dried tea leaves are then added and left to steep for a while until the tea is ready to serve. When the tea is served in the teapot, the atmosphere must remain calm.
Ayo orangnya nih.
The glass of tea is rotated twice, clockwise, over the palm of the hand. Then, the aroma of the tea is inhaled 3 times. This is followed by sipping the tea 4 times gradually.
Jadi ada empat seruputan.
So in the ritual, there are four pertama, sips of tea. The first sip is just to let the tea touch the tip of the tongue. Jadi, the tea is still between warm and hot. We don't drink it all at once. And the second sip, let the tea reach the middle of the tongue. At the third sip, let the tea reach the back of the tongue. And at the four sips, hold the tea for 3 seconds before you swallow it.
Yang keempat, pangkal lidah ditahan 3 detik baru diminum.
The Santeria's old tradition is considered a medium for spreading religious teachings. It is said that Sunan Gunung Jati also used the Nyame tradition as a way to propagate Islam. Moreover, every step of this tradition carries its own profound meaning.
Jadi, dua itu...
So, the ritual is actually meaningful. Retaining the glass twice symbolizes that life revolves around two things, day and night, male and female, and others. Life is always about pairs. Inhaling the aroma three times signifies that our intention, words, and action should always be good and pure. The meaning of the four sips is that within us, from we were born until we die, there are four elements that always accompany us: water, earth, air, and fire. These four elements will always be with us, providing goodness in line with what we see.
Memberikan kebaikan-kebaikan juga beriringan dengan apa yang kita inginkan.
This tradition, which has begun to fade even among the Sundanese people themselves, is now being revived by DASEP through the Nyanit Festival, which has been held since 2017.
Dampaknya alhamdulillah. Jadi,
the impact of the Nyanit Festival is alhamdulillah, although it's not significant, but more people are curious, enthusiastic about Nyanit. We actually have a tea drinking tradition. And it encourages people to make tea drinking as a habit. And then, in my opinion, it has also contributed to increasing the appreciation for tea among the public.
Apresiasi masyarakat gemar minum teh.
Now, the Nyanit tradition is becoming increasingly well-known. In addition to hoping that this tradition can be preserved, DASEP also aims for Indonesia to products which play important role of this tradition to gain a special place in people's heart.
First tea in Indonesia remains preserved, especially in mountainous areas that still maintain their tea plantation, and our hopes for the future as the Nyanit community is to create a Nyanit village. This village will be integrated, not just hosting an annual festival, but also serving as a permanent Nyanit village.
Tahunan setahun sekali ya Nyanit tuh, tapi ada kampung Nyanitnya juga.
Oh,
whether you're unwinding by the beach or enjoying a spirited night out. We encourage you to do so with a sense of responsibility. Indonesia welcomes the responsible traveller, where joy and duty dance in harmony, creating memories that are not just unforgettable, but also respectful of the vibrant cultures and the stunning environments that surround us.
Getar hati saat engkau ungkapkan segala yang terpendam dan kau bisikkan nada cinta semakin indah dunia. Getar-getar cinta semakin dalam ku rasa bagai sebuah simfoni dalam jiwa. Rasa